The Honourable Secretary finishes up setting up the logistical part of this thing. Thank you.
MEPs, good morning. Please be seated. We need to start. In the back, EPP, please be back to your seats. MNF, Greens, GUA, NGL. Okay, we need to start in the back, EPP, in the back. Could you please be back to your seats? S&D, GUE, and GL, back to your seats. I will start with the roll call. EPP. Yeah, thank you. So I will start with a roll call for ALDE and starting with Ms. Alexanian. She's not present. Mr. Silva. Not present. Are you following me? So again, Ms. Alexanian, no. Mr. Silva, he's also not here. Mr. Amaral, present. Ms. Champel, Ms. Nadrika, and from the ECR, Ms. Nagy, present. Mr. Gravanita, Ms. Afonso, Mr. Guadagnolo, he's not here, Ms. Selva, Mr. Martins Rivero, Ms. Robles Bognayer, Mr. Diaz, Mr. Gomez Arniman, present, Mr. Chora, Mr. Inacio, Mr. Portolito, Mr. Sa, present. Ms. Gomez,
present.
Ms. Vera, Ms. Sacoteno.
Can you please EPP say Czech present?
EPP Czech
if
Republic.
Your name is called, sorry. Because I cannot see everybody.
It's okay, always. EPP Czech Republic, where did I? Miss Vera, are you present again? Yeah, no. And you have Miss
Vieira. Nope. Sacotinho. Santos, Mazzieri, Apolinario, Ziegler, Takru, Tepe, Rezende, Pinto, Andereg. Raise your placard, state present when called upon. Thank you. Very well, Mr. Andereg. Not for you, for the rest of us. Kirova, Patterson, Costin, Mendonça, Rebelo de Andrade, Ferreira, Schwan, Fuinhas, Glock, Turguti, Henriques, Marques, Ketchela, Cenciarelli, Carofalo, Ferreira, Mirza Kayan, Rhodes, Carreira, Pansac, Brandão, Giavoni, Baleia. Thank you. Yes, Ms. Modesto, you have a point or motion? Sorry, please speak to the microphone.
You didn't call me.
You weren't called upon. Very well, I just... Correct, you haven't been called upon. So, Ms. Modesto is present, obviously. Anyone who has been called, has not been called yet... before that, Ms. Inácio, yes, you have a point or motion?
Point of information, I guess.
Procedural inquiry, yes, go ahead.
Okay, where are we supposed to send the amendments? Has the file been, has the Google file been uploaded?
Thank you, yes. I will ask the Vice President to please make available the link once again. It is the same link, it is the same form, the same Google form that we used. We just tick the other option, which regarding a legislative proposal, this time is not copyright, is ELA. Or Article 7. Or Article 50. Or Article 49. Whatever comes up today in the agenda. But right now, yes, it's the same form. And we already have amendments submitted by this form, right now totaling 8. So congratulations to the subscribers. You can even ask Mr. Bortoletto sitting next to you. He's already submitted an amendment via the forum. That said, anyone else who has arrived after the roll call and hasn't been called upon? Ms. Ndreka, yes. Add it to the quorum. Please hold while we make the count. Remain in order. The quorum is of 33 at this moment, so the majority is set at 17. We will now move on with our agenda for this morning until 10:15. We shall entertain general debate on the proposal. 10:15, we shall have a recess for coffee break, and at 10:30 sharp, we will be entering the main sessions hall of the Portuguese Parliament, which is just across the stairwell, and you shall be guided there. No self-entering this particular chamber. Is that understood? Great. That said, we will now move on to the speakers list. Assuming that we fantastically went through the entirety of the speakers list yesterday, so we are now entertaining motions to be added to the speakers list. Would any members of this House wish to be added to the speakers list? Raise your placards now. No one wishes to be added to the speakers list. dear members of this parliament, we have 1 hour left of general debate before you submit your amendments. Considering you only have 8 amendments submitted as of yet, we strongly urge you to have debate. Mr. Grevenita wishes to be added to the speakers list. Very well. I do recall you that you are free at any time to use the full extent of the rules of procedure laid out for you. In this case, if you require any further information, yes, Mr. Paris, in a second, you may have a motion to call to summon the commissioner, you may have a period of informal debate, you might even have a catch the eye debate on a particular article. Good morning. Morning, Ms. Gostin. I see the night has been quite interesting. Is that a motion to be added to the speakers list, Mr. Patterson?
Motion for an informal debate of 15 minutes.
Very well, that is in order. Any further motions? Catch the eye debate on a particular article. Summon the commissioner. Summon the lobbyists, even. Assuming they are, at least one of them is here. anyone else? Any motions? We recognize Mr. Sa. Yes, you have a point or motion?
Point of information.
Procedural inquiry, yes.
Is there a way we can see the already submitted amendments right now?
No.
No?
No. Okay. What we do urge is that every member in this House who has submitted amendments to start the very hard process of establishing winning coalitions and do move around this House and contact other factions and individual members in order to gain supporters. More than subscribers, it's now up to you to make sure that you have enough votes to carry it through. So release the Frank Underwood in you, season one, of course, and make sure that you have the votes. So whip those votes. You have an hour and a couple of minutes to do so. And yes, Mr. Costa, thank you very much. We remind... we're glad that we don't have to remind some of the MEPs of this anymore. Fantastic. But we do remind the rest of you who have arrived since to please send a note to the presidency to be added to the quorum. Otherwise, you cannot be added to general debate, speaker's list, and eventually vote. Thank you. So we have a motion on the floor for a period of informal discussion of 15 minutes. Is there any other points of motions on the floor? Seeing none... And seeing that Mr. Gravanita has been added to the speaker's list, I'll move on this motion. Any objections to a period of informal discussion set at a limit of 15 minutes as proposed by Mr. Patterson? Seeing no objections, this motion automatically passes. We are now in a period of informal discussion of 15 minutes. You're free to move around the room. The session will resume at 9:29 a.m., so please be back on your seats by then. Thank you.
Lucine.
Dear MEPs, please start going back to your seats. We are going to proceed. Time for informal discussion is out. Please go back to your seats. And meanwhile, if someone joins us, please send a note that you are present. Dear MEPs, please take your seats. MNF, go back to your seats. Greens. Are there any points or motions anyone else wish to be added to the speakers list? Mr. Patterson, you are recognized. Anyone else wish to be added to the speakers list? Mr. Sam Gomez, yes, you are recognized. Anyone else wish to be added to the speakers list? Ms. Cenciarelli, you are recognized. Ms. Robles, you are recognized. Robles.
Hopeless.
Anyone else wish to be added? Where is Mr. Finhas? Okay, let's proceed then with the speakers list. Mr. Gravanito, ECR, the floor is yours. For Ms. Grav. Yeah, Mr. Mr. Gravanito, the floor is yours, 90 seconds.
Good morning, dear members of the European Parliament. Yesterday we had a very fruitful discussion on the best way to support and protect labor in the European Union. We have always defended that national authorities are the best tools, and we also were also open to compromise, and we ourselves said we had at least 20 amendments. Well, I'm proud to announce we now have in the order of 30 amendments to propose. Some of them we are working with the Greens to pass. And all of these amendments go in the direction of making the current European Labour Authority a supporter of national authorities, and they will protect the European workers. Thank you.
Thank you. Are there any questions or motions to the previous speaker? Mr. You're recognized.
I would love to ask which amendments did you talk to the Greens? Thank you.
Excuse me, could you repeat the question?
Which were the amendments you talked to us and we collaborated with you?
I must say I wasn't involved in the negotiations, but both you and Ms. Cotton were here present talking to us about which amendments you could work with us, and I think you had very fruitful discussions. Am I wrong?
Thank you. No cross-talking, unfortunately. Are there any other questions to the previous speaker? Are there any motions? Anyone else wish to be added to the speakers list? Seeing none, I invite Mr. Patterson for 90 seconds for the speech.
Thank you, Chair. Very interested to hear about the partnership between the Greens and the far right. I wondered if this may have been forged last night in the nightclub after a few beers, perhaps. However, I think you'll all be very excited today because we have some really, really interesting amendments coming up. And I wanted to give you just a little preview of what the Greens are bringing forward today. So in keeping with our role as the moral compass of this chamber and the leadership of the European project at large, as demonstrated yesterday when the Greens alone stood up for the rights of the German state, we believe that there's been a lot of discussion around the role of the seat of the ELA, and it's quite obvious at this stage that it will be impossible to select one city in order to satisfy everyone and ensure safe passage of this bill through the other chamber. Therefore, what we're calling for is a compromise situation in which the seat of the European Labour Authority will rotate between the cities of Glasgow, Belfast, Sofia, and Dresden on a 4 month on a 3 month basis, so that it can change across the year. I think that this is a sensible proposal from the Greens. I feel that this is something that everybody should really get behind to ensure safe passage, and also to help the European Labour Authority hardworking staff to travel to some of the finest cities in Europe, including the great city of Glasgow, which I'll discuss later.
Thank you, Mr. Patterson. Are there any questions or motions to the previous speaker? Seeing none, we're going to proceed with the speakers list. Yes, Mr. Patterson?
Can I assume that no speeches against means that the Parliament is overall in favour of the proposal?
Can you please repeat your...
Can I assume that the lack of speeches against means that the Parliament is overall in favour of this sensible proposal?
Potentially. Mr. Gomez, the floor is yours for 90 seconds.
Thank you. We shall fight on the beaches, we shall fight on the landing grounds, we shall fight in the fields and in the streets, we shall fight in the hills, we shall never surrender. And even if, which I do not for a moment believe, this island or a large part of it were subjugated and starving, then our empire beyond the seas, armed and guarded by the British fleet, would carry on the struggle until, in God's time, the new world, with all its power and might, steps forth to the rescue and the liberation of the old. This quote, these words of Winston Churchill, unite the people for a great cause. Today, I'm asking you, not thinking about ideologies, whether we are right wing, we are left wing. No, we just want the best for our nations. So please think and take into consideration our amendments so as we are going to do it. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Are there any questions or motions to the previous speaker? Yes, Mr.
Can I be added to the speaker's list?
Sure. Mr. Guadagnolo, you're recognized. And we don't have internet, but you are recognized. Anyone else wish to be added to the speakers list? The chair highly encourages MEPs to raise. Yes, Ms. Inazio, you wish to be added to the speakers list. You are recognized. For those who were late, please don't forget to send notes to the chair. Thank you. And the chair invites Ms. Cenciarelli. The floor is yours for 90 seconds.
Thank you for the floor. Dear MEPs, as a social left party, we strongly support this proposal and we open to compromise with the other factions in order to make it approved. We insisted on the participation of the social partners and we strongly invite our colleagues to consider the importance of this regulation in the name of the freedom of movement that is one of the most important pillars of the European Union. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Are there any questions or motions to the previous speaker? Seeing none, we're going to proceed. Mr. Robles, the floor is yours. Ms. Robles, the floor is yours for 90 seconds.
Thank you. Well, I would just like to show my support for what the Greens said, about rotating placement for the ELA. We really think that those four cities are something we can all agree on, and they are really good capitals for this movement. And also, I would like to say that this proposal is a really good one, but it has to have some modifications. We, from the Conservative British Party, we agree with the free movement of people, but it has to have some limits. We have to put the safety of our citizens first. Thank you.
Thank you. Are there any questions to the previous speaker? Seeing none, we're going to proceed. Mr. Guadagnolo, the floor is yours for 90 seconds.
Thank you. I'll be really brief because basically I totally agree with my fellow colleague, Bangan. About our future amendments, we really believe that the social rights, but basically the rights of our citizens of the European Union, must become first, and in order to protect them, we truly believe that the empowering of ENA is not the right path. What I'm saying is that in order to have a better environment, we should try to modify this future agency or whatever. And also we are really open to the amendments of the other parties, of my other colleagues. So again, thank you so much, and I hope you'll be open to at least hear our opinion, even if it is really different from the one of you are. But I really believe that at least one point in common, I mean, we'll be able to find at least a compromise, if not the 100%, at least a 50%. Thank you.
Thank you. Are there any questions or motions to the previous speaker? Seeing none, I will... Yes, Mr. Mazzieri, the floor is yours.
Yeah, a motion to extend the time to submit amendments till 10:30, till the guided tour of the Parliament, if it's possible. 30 seconds more.
That would not be in order, I'm sorry. However, we shall entertain a smaller extension, if that is the request of this House. Not 10:30, but if you would like to submit a more reasonable deadline, let's say...
10:15?
That would be in order, and that would be entertained by this House. So there is a motion on the floor to extend the deadline for submission of amendments to 10:15. Are there any objections to the motion raised by Mr. Mazzieri? Seeing none, the deadline is now set at 10:15 for the submission of amendments. So noted. You have not been recognized, Mr. Rivet. Please raise your placard if you have a point or motion. Do you have a point or motion? Yes, you're recognized. What? Please speak to the microphone. Order! We're in a formal session, MEPs. Mr. Rivet, we cannot hear you. Please turn on your microphone. You have a point or a motion? No. Very well. No further points or motions, we're moving on with the speaker's list. Sorry, announcement in the beginning. The training panel has had a very fruitful meeting last night, somewhere between 3 a.m. and 4, specifically to discuss with a very great seriousness the matter of the petition raised by the ECR faction. And after long, heated, drunken debate, we have reached a split decision of 2-1 in order to allow the ECR faction to join MNF. So please recognize in this House the establishment of what at this moment I believe to be the largest faction in the European Parliament, the movement Nations First, now yes, officially comprised of ECR, former ECR, former ENF, and former EFDD. Relevant changes shall be added to the
the clerical forms, and we shall now continue as such. Thank you.
Thank you. And we are going to proceed with the speaker's list, but before that, is there anyone else wish to be ordered? Maybe someone from the new party? From the biggest party, show the example to others, speak a lot. We were kind to you, you need to be kind to us. Mr. Dias, are you in the... I think that I don't have you in the list that you are present today, so I'm not sure I can recognize you as a speaker. This note is the one to... Okay. Mr. Dias, you're recognized. Anyone else wish to be added to the speakers list? This is your last chance to speak because today is the last day we are going to have debates. Okay, so I'm inviting Miss Inacio. The floor is yours for 90 seconds.
Thank you. I would like to state in front of the Parliament that I've noticed some changes, and some changes for the good. Indeed, this Parliament has managed to influence my party, and we've actually moved away a little bit from the proposal of deleting the whole regulation, and actually we've started amending the original regulation. So just the way, and I'm actually very proud of my colleagues for having done that. So just like the way you've managed to influence us, I would like you to consider having us influencing you as well. Thank you.
Thank you. Are there any questions or motions to the previous speaker? Seeing none, we're going to proceed with the speakers list. Mr. Dias, the floor is yours for 90 seconds.
Thank you, Mr. Vice President, deputies, presidency. The formal approval of VCRs joining our faction, Nations First, is a clear sign that our group is representative of the interests of a majority of the population in Europe. I therefore extend the invite that all our members of faction and group have been doing. We are committed to approve amendments that are efficient to protect workers' interests, and in such way, we clearly recognize that we are all in the same boat and that we will all be collaborating with all factions. Thank you.
Thank you. Are there any questions or motions? Yes, Mr. Dakrup, you're recognized.
Thank you. Although I'm not a specialist in math, I'm pretty sure that you fall very short of the majority of the deputies in this room. So how do you think that you represent a majority of the European people? Thank you.
Thank you. Do you wish to reply? The floor is yours.
Yes, Mr. Dakub, when I say majority, you should not take it literally. I say that we represent a large faction, a large proportion of European people, okay? And you should even consider that the abstention numbers would give us a larger majority indeed than the mainstream parties. So I really do think and I believe that it is a force that you should consider, and I invite you to explain us and to talk with us.
Thank you, Mr. Dias. The time is out. Are there any other questions? Yes, Miss. You're recognized. Baleia. Yeah.
Thank you. I wanted to ask this new faction if he has something to add on the principle of subsidiarity. Like, your faction started to explain that there were some problems with the ELA proposal, so they wanted to ask if you have the same opinion that you had at the beginning of this debate. Thank you.
Do you wish to reply? The floor is yours.
Clearly, we have seen that For instance, multilateral joint inspections in the regulation as it stands are enforced by the management board. We will be proposing in one of our amendments that all the inspection is only done if national agencies and national authorities do so permit it. That's clearly in line with principle of subsidiarity.
Thank you. Are there any other questions on the floor? Mr. Pedersen, you wanted? No? Ms. Robles, the floor is yours.
Thank you. But I would just want to ask my colleague not to divide us by factions, because we need that everyone in this chamber vote for what we're writing down, for the amendments we're making, not because of the wing we belong to. Thank you.
Thank you. Do you wish to reply?
Clearly, Mr. Mellon, I truly believe that I am representing not a European party, but the constituencies that have elected me. I have done so since the beginning. I will do so until the end.
Thank you. Are there any other? Mr. Pedersen, you're recognized.
I find it strange that you say that you're representing the constituencies. I'll remind the member that one of the constituencies, for example, is the constituency of Scotland, yet you voted against the reasonable amendment to represent the Committee of the Regions, which would see those constituencies have a role through their national statehood within the Parliament as well.
Thank you. Do you wish to reply?
Mr. Vice President, I was not the only one to vote on that amendment. I think you should extend the question to all members of Parliament who have done so. Thank you.
Is there anyone else who wished to be added to the speakers list? We still have got 9 minutes.
No, more than that.
25 minutes, 24. Mr. Patterson, you're recognized. Anyone else wish to be added to the speakers list? Mr. Dakrup, you're recognized. Anyone else? Mr. Guadagnolo, you're recognized. Anyone else wish to be added to the speakers list? You will not get your coffee if you are not going to get to the speakers list. 2 cups of coffee for those who want to sign up for the speakers list. Ms. Robles, you are recognized. 3 cups of coffee. Okay, I'm joking. Mr. Patterson, the floor is yours for 90 seconds.
Thank you, Chair. Continuing with our preview of our fruitful amendments, I would like to thank my political colleagues from across a number of factions, including S&D, NGL, of course the Greens, ALDE and EPP, who have supported our genuinely sensible motion around representation of workers and businesses in the management board of the ELA. And the process that we have proposed in this amendment will be that the stakeholder group will be entitled to, at their discretion, elect 2 members to the management board, and that those members, one will be reserved for businesses organisations and one will be reserved for workers' organisations. And we feel that having representation of the stakeholders on the management board is a fair reflection of what we actually expect from businesses across the European Union, that workers and relevant stakeholders are there in the room when decisions are being made about them. So we hope that the rest of the colleagues that haven't been able to support this amendment can hear the arguments today and get behind this genuinely sensible proposal from the Greens. Thank you.
Oh. Thank you. Are there any questions or motions to the previous speaker? Seeing none, we're going to proceed with the speakers list. Mr. Dakrup, the floor is yours for 90 seconds.
Thank you for the floor. I just wanted to point out that we at the EPP are very happy with the way the conversations are going. We see a lot of cooperation between the different factions, and we are really happy about that. We hope that each faction will get what she wants from the directive, so that it passes with the biggest margin possible. Please keep in mind that although we are really ready to vote for amendments, we will not vote for amendments that will change the essence of the proposal. And that's why we strongly encourage you to talk with us when you want to pass any amendments, because if it doesn't change the essence, you can count on our support. Thank you.
Thank you. Are there any questions to the previous speaker? Any motions? Who wishes to be added to the speakers list? Seeing none, we're going to proceed. Mr. Guadagnolo, the floor is yours for 90 seconds.
Thank you. I'll be really brief once again. Am I representing MNF? Yes. Am I representing ECR? Yes, in my heart. Am I representing Pravo I Spravedlivosť, my people? Yes. But the main thing that I am representing is the interest of the citizen, again, of the European Union. And that's the concept. It's not about talking the left, yeah, the center of the right. It's about to talk about the right and the privilege that our citizen has in our national context. And we, again, truly believe that pursuing this path in order to maintain this paper just as it is not great. So we are working... We are looking forward to submit at least 14, 15 amendments in order to strengthen this regulation, in order to protect, again, our citizens and let them to have a better life inside and outside the European Union. Thank you.
Thank you. Are there any questions? Mr. Patterson, you're recognized.
Does the member not think it's unfortunate that he's taken this opportunity of time to boast about the size of his amendments rather than the content?
Do you wish to reply?
As I said, can you maybe rephrase your question, because I don't get it. Thank you.
Certainly. I wondered if the member opposite feels that this would be a good opportunity to talk about the content of his amendments rather than the size.
Of course. Indeed, we are about to, decide the content, will be easy. We are about to decrease the power overall of the ENA in order to enhance the national aims and the national power of this future agency. So you can see
time
our amendments in the next minutes.
Thank you. Are there any other questions to the previous speaker? Any motions to be added to the speakers list? Seeing none, we're going to proceed. And Ms. Robles, the floor is yours for 90 seconds.
Thank you. I actually just joined the speakers list for the 2-3 cups of coffee. But anyway, I would like to show my support to my colleague behind me. And I would like to ask every other faction to please have an informal debate, so I can go to you or you can go to me, so I can see your amendments from both the EPP, the S&D and the GUE. Because I have no idea of what amendments you're going to do, nor do I from ALDE, from which I think we could agree in a few things. So please, can we just go to an informal debate so we can move a bit around and talk? Thank you.
Thank you. Are there any motions? Yes, Mr.
Question.
Rebello.
Question to the speaker.
You're recognized.
I would like to ask my colleague from the Conservative and Unionist Party, why does she want to give more authority to the countries if she doesn't want to give more authority to Scotland?
Order, Mr. Patterson.
As you know, your party is completely opposed to the independence of Scotland. At the same time, you say you want the countries to have more power. How is this compatible?
Thank you, Mr. Abbott. Do you wish to reply? Ms. Robles?
Well, I am pro the sovereignty of countries, but not regions. Thank you.
Are there any other questions to the previous speaker? Are there any motions in the parliament? Maybe someone wants to raise the motion for the informal discussion. Mr. Patterson?
Question to the previous speaker.
Sure, you are recognized.
Will the previous speaker join me in requesting that we have a re-vote on the Committee of the Regions vote that you voted against, considering you're such a proponent of the regions of Europe?
You wish to reply?
Yes, but can you refrain it, please? I don't get what you mean.
Would the member now like to apologise for voting against the Committee of the Regions' inclusion in the Digital Single Market Bill, now that you have expressed your solidarity with the regions of Europe?
It's regions, not nations. But anyway, I do not wish to answer you. Thanks.
Are there any other questions? Motions? Yes, Mr. The question? You're recognized.
I would like to ask my colleague if she really defends and is, sorry, if she's really against the self-determination of peoples, like the people of Scotland, like the people of Catalonia and other regions and other countries of Europe.
Do you wish to reply, Ms. Robles?
Yes, and the answer is no.
Thank you. Are there any questions? Motions? Yes, Ms. Kerova?
Can we move to an informal discussion for 15 minutes?
This is in order. We can allow 10 minutes of informal discussion because we need to move to the coffee break. Are there any objections? The assembly is moving to the informal discussion for 10 minutes.
But before, an announcement. The organizing team is opening a very interesting, fruitful discussion on funny awards. So in about 2 minutes, a Google form, shall be made available on the Facebook group, and the Hunger Games will open to determine the lead Spitzenkandidaten for all the categories made available. So start pulling your brains together, because this is going to be an interesting competition. You're excused, 10 minutes as of now.
general. Dear members, may Mr. Bortoletto and Ms. Enriquez, MNF, SND, respectively, please approach the commission/legal service concerning one of your amendments immediately. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Ms. Enriquez, S&D. Is Ms. Enriquez present?
No, she's not.
Very well. Ms. Balea, Ms. Vansak, Ms. Brandão, one of you is a subscriber to this amendment, so if one of you can go in Ms. Enriquez's place. Thank you. Dear members, the time has elapsed. Please return to your seats. great.
Legal, please.
Oh, you're not recognized. Oh, calm. Of your
MEPs, back to your seats. EPP, MNF.
Okay. Jeremy Pease. Dear MEPs, due to the extraordinary indeed, availability of our legal service, we will extend the deadline for submission of amendments till 10:20. You have 2 additional minutes if you still have any legal uncertainties to approach the commission. If you have already submitted your amendments, you also have this time to approach the commission / legal service and check your amendments. Make sure you get it right. Make sure you get it strong. At 10:20, we move to coffee break. And at 10:30 sharp, we're moving to the Parliament chamber. If you have already completed all of this, then please go straight to the coffee break. Is that clear? You are excused.
Hi, sorry. The legal service has a question regarding the amendment proposed by Ms. Henriques from SND.
Dear MEPs, and sir, you're not recognized yet. Honourable members, please order. Honourable members, there is an important announcement to be held at this moment. Please come to order. Silence. This is a very important announcement. We're not in session, so we're not going to order you back to your seats. Just stand quiet and listen to this very important announcement. Secretary General of the Council, you have the floor.
Thank you. Order. Order. Now, the Council has concluded the procedure with regards to Article 7. This is the first announcement. And with unanimity has decided to rescind the voting rights of the Federal Republic of Germany in the Council. The second news is that Her Majesty's government has sent a note to the Council stating that it will rescind its previous note on Article 50 and will reapply for the European Union on the procedure of Article 49, which also includes the consent of Parliament. So when we reconvene, Parliament will have to decide or whether or not it wants the United Kingdom back in the European Union. You didn't expect that, did you?
Honorable members, considering that some members are having trouble with their Wi-Fi connection, anyone who has trouble submitting amendments and hasn't been able to do it so far due to Wi-Fi complications has 60 seconds to submit them. Meaning in 1 minute, anything beyond 10:26, 1 second of a timestamp in this Excel sheet, it shall not be accepted. It's the same form, Mr. Mazzieri, the same form as before. It's on the participants group. Mr. Amaral, please assist Mr. Mazzieri. Honorable MEPs, it's time to move to the parliament, to the real one. So grab your stuff, put on your nicest jackets. Photos will be taken in the room. Make yourself nice. We're moving now. Now. Into the House. We're starting immediately. Before we move the debate on the amendments, we have a special announcement by the Council, which is visiting for yet another consent vote. So the proceedings we followed yesterday on Article 7 will be the same used now. So for the next half an hour, we will be joined by the Secretary General of the Council and the Minister of the UK for a presentation. Yet again, for the motion on the floor, we will entertain two speakers in favor, two speakers against. Please, we urge the factions to already start considering who these people may be, because as you know, under time constraints, we are delayed. We are 9 minutes behind schedule, and this is a very serious delay. We need half an hour on the timetable now due to this emergency. Guys, don't want to take away the time to debate your amendments, because there's certainly a lot of them. So as soon as we are joined by the chair, so we're joined by the chair of the council, Secretary General of the Council, and Minister of the UK. Please, MEPs, take your seats. We are back in formal session. Minister of Romania, you're not allowed to be in the Parliament chamber unless invited, so please remove yourself from the chamber. Minister of Romania, you're not allowed to be... The Parliament's in formal session, dear Minister. You're not allowed to be in this house. So, quick period of... So apparently they're not that ready as we assumed.
Okay, now, a question. Has the amendment been seen by the legal team?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, got it.
Yes.
And I have no one.
So we're going to conduct a quick roll call. Mm-hmm. This is going to be a vote. Easier. So we invite the Secretary General of the Council and the Minister of the United Kingdom and Northern Ireland to take their seats in this chamber. We welcome you both. That is not in order, Ms. Robles. Do not clap. Do not stand in this house unless recognized. We will now give the floor to the Honorable Secretary General of the Council to make a brief presentation, and then shall be followed by the Minister of the UK. So Vyshevchuk will continue from here. The sound is not working?
I don't think it's working.
Very well. Mr. Secretary, can you quickly check what's wrong with it? And if it doesn't work, please give him the other microphone. Okay, even better. Thank you for your results.
Thank you, Mr. President, for your kind words. Dear MEPs, the Council has received notification from the Government of the United Kingdom that it intends to withdraw its notice that was given to the Commission and to the Council in March of last year, and it stated its intent to remain a member of the European Union. Now, having said that, the procedure for a member state that has already given notification is due to Article 49 of the Treaty on the European Union, and I will explain to you the procedure now. Article 49 states, any European state which respects the values referred to in Article 2 and is committed to promoting them may apply to become a member of the Union. The European Parliament and National Parliament shall be notified of this application. The applicant state shall address its application to the Council, which it already has, which shall act unanimously after consulting the Commission and after receiving the consent of the European Parliament, which shall act by a majority of its component members. The conditions of eligibility agreed upon by the European Council shall be taken into account. Now, what does that mean? Now, the UK has already given its notification to the Council, which now needs to work on to decide in unanimity on its application. However, before it does that, it needs the consent of Parliament. So, I will now yield the floor. Order. I will now yield the floor for a short statement by the Minister of the United Kingdom to present his position, and then the Presidency of the Parliament will entertain two speakers in favor and two speakers against. After that, you will go into a vote and will be notified whether or not the UK will be readmitted back into the Union. Minister of the United Kingdom, you have the floor.
Thank you, Honourable Chair. So, Honourable Members of the European Parliament,
Brexit means Brexit. Brexit does not mean Brexit, however, at any cost and at any condition. Slightly, 2 years ago, the British folk voted in favour of Brexit from a European Union divided, a European Union who was not serving the interests of the British population, and also, more importantly, was not serving the interests of the Europeans, but was serving the interests of one specific country. However, the developments, the positive developments from the recent days are showing that this trend is starting to change. Firstly, the member states almost unanimously supported the proposals of a leaving country, of the United Kingdom. They realized how valuable the proposals are for the European Union, and actually the only country that did not support our proposals was the same country I referred to in my opening sentence. Then what happened next is that this country was stripped of their voting rights thanks to the European Parliament and to the Council. So this country is obviously Germany. And this was really highly appreciated by the British folk and by the British government. So we decided to redo the referendum, and this time the outcome was in favor of United Kingdom staying in the European Union. So in the light of these events, the United Kingdom would like to revoke Article 50 and to invoke Article 49. We'll need your support, and we'll ask you to support Europe stronger than ever together, and please vote in favor of United Kingdom back in the European Union. Thank you.
Thank you, Minister of the UK. And right now we shall proceed with the verification of the quorum, and we will vote for the statement. But before that, the chairmanship will entertain the two speakers in favor and two speakers against. Is there anyone wish to speak in favor of the Minister of the UK? Ms. Robles, you are recognized. Mr. Carrera, you are recognized. Ms. Robles, you have got the floor for 60 seconds.
Thank you, Vice President. First of all, I would like to apologize for some things that have been said in this chamber in name of the Tory party. We really feel European. We have always felt this. It was just a misconception, a misinformation that was given to the British people that had to vote for a thing they weren't aware of. But this has changed. Britain has changed. We belong here. So I politely ask you to please support what our Prime Minister has just said. We really like being here. We enjoy the company of all our European neighbours, our brothers and sisters from this beautiful continent that is Europe. So please, I beg you, let us stay with you in this union. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Robles. A small clarification. I think that you do not recognize that it's not your Prime Minister, but we understand that you were under emotions, so it's fine. Mr. Carrera, you have got the floor for 1 minute.
So I think this is a very happy day. A light has turned on in the minds of the United Kingdom's rulers. Now the question is it too late? I think there is never too late to regret from our mistakes. I think this house must be in favor of the returning of the United Kingdom, but in exchange, I think the United Kingdom must compromise with the European Union to rule the rules of European Union and not just ask for the benefits of belonging to European Union and all, despite of it, give its give some of his power, some of his influence to help European Union to rule with its paper in the world, to be a light in democracy to the world.
Thank you, Mr. Carrera. And right now, are there any speeches against? Yes, the chair recognizes Mr. Gomez and Ms. Silva. No? Baleira. Ms. Gomez, the floor is yours for 30 seconds. 60 seconds.
Thank you. I'm just going to ask you something. Do you take British people for silly, confused small kids? Because I don't understand why there should be a second referendum. Just we had one 2 years ago. I think British people has decided their future. Don't you have to always doing a mess, bureaucratic stuff, and just get confused the citizens that want just a normal life, a stable life. Thank you.
Unfortunately, there will not be the reply, but if you wish to discuss that, you will have a lot of breaks after all to talk to Minister of the United Kingdom. And Ms. Balea, the floor is yours for 60 seconds.
Thank you. I am as an European as much as all of you, and I believe in the European Union as a whole. But the people in the United Kingdom voted against and wanted the Brexit to go. And if we want to make democracy, we can't go against what people think and want. Politicians should have no intentions of making every referendum they want until they get what they want. If the people voted if they wanted a Brexit, they will have Brexit and not another referendum that politicians will have the answer that they want. That's not how democracy wants and works. And if the people voted that way is that how politicians should make. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Balea. Right now I will make the short roll call in order to verify how many MEPs are we having in the chamber and if everybody is present. So please, yes, Mr. Mazzieri.
Is it possible to answer to Mrs. Ferreira?
No, unfortunately due to time constraints we are not able to do that. I'm sorry, so I'm going to proceed right now with the roll call. If I call your surname, please say present to the microphone. Thank you. Ms. Alexanian?
Present.
Mr. Silva? Mr. Amaral? Ms. Chambel? Ms. Ndreka? Ms. Naji?
Present.
Mr. Gravanita?
Present.
Ms. Afonso? Mr. Guadagnolo?
Present.
Ms. Silva?
Present.
Mr. Martinez Rivera?
Present.
Ms. Robles? Mr. Diaz? Mr. Gomez Arneman? Mr. Cora? Ms. Ignacio?
Present.
Mr. Bartoletto?
Present.
Mr. Sa?
Present.
Ms. Gomez?
Present.
Ms. Vieira? Ms. Sacutinho?
Ms. Santos?
Present.
Mr. Mazzieri? Ms. Apollinario?
Present.
Ms. Modesto? Mr. Ziegler? Mr. Dakrup? Mr. Dakrup, don't sleep. Ms. Tepe? Ms. Resende?
Present.
Ms. Pinto? Ms. Pinto? Mr. Anderek?
Present.
Ms. Kirova? Mr. Patterson? Ms. Kostin? Ms. Mendoncha?
Present.
Can you please be quieter? Mr. Rebelo de Andrade? Ms. Ferreira? Ms. Juan? Mr. Juan? Mr. Wimhas? He's probably offended that I cannot call his surname properly. Mr. Glock? Mr. Durguti? Ms. Enriquez? Ms. Marquez? Ms. Kehele?
Present.
Ms. Cenciarelli? Mr. Lovena Garofalo? Mr. Ferreira? Mr. Mijakhanyan? Mr. Rodas? Mr. Carrera? Mr. Carrera, you're present, okay. Ms. Vanchak? Ms. Brandau? Ms. Giavoni? Ms. Balea? Present, okay. So, can you count them? Okay, so we have got 47 MEPs present, and we are having the quorum. The majority should be 24. And right now we're going to vote in favor to remain UK in the European Union. For those who are in favor, please raise your placards now. Quiet! Quiet, Mr. Patterson. For those who are against, please raise your placards now. Quiet! Are there any objections? With 29 votes in favor and 15 votes against, UK, you stay with us. you, Minister of the UK. Thank you, Secretary General. I think that was the good lesson for all of the member states. First you say no, then you say yes. So we require 2 minutes and then amendments will be published and available for you. I think that you can take a break of 2 minutes for those who want to take some water or go to the toilet. It was a very emotional moment for us right now, but please come back in 2 minutes. But only those who really need to go to the toilet or take water. So if you are not in a high need, please stay seated. Mr. Patterson, don't even think of that. You are noticed. Done. No. Mr. Patterson, can you please turn off the music? You will be expelled of the assembly if you are not going to listen to the chairs right now. Dear MEPs, can you slowly go back to your seats? Not Mrs. And this is not in order.
What?
Your comment is not in order. Is it a motion or a point?
It's not a motion or a point. It's during the pause. I'm just asking you not to...
Seats. Take your seats. Not here. You will be expelled of the room if you're not going... Mr. Dakrup, you are not allowed to be seated here. Please take your seat. I'm counting until three, and if you're not going to take your seat, you will not be allowed to vote.
If you don't allow me to
vote, one,
I'm not there.
Two, thank you. Dear MEPs, let's sit down and we're going to proceed right now with the debates on the amendments. Dear MEPs, start taking your seats. MNF, please start taking your seats. Dear MEPs, please take your seats. We are pressing.
You can.
Can you please also call those who are outside the room?
Thank you. Please, we are running out of time. Please be seated. The amendments already are on the Facebook group. So please, you all now have access. Open it. And may I ask the MNF to please be seated back? That's not in order. Please. Some amendments, if you don't find them, there was a lot of amendment that was rejected.
Secretary. No access, secretary. Please give the access to the amendments.
He did.
I do not have an access.
It's alternative, or maybe your email is wrong.
No, it's my email.
Everyone is having access to the amendments that were uploaded on the Facebook group. Can you open it? Please give them access.
Try. Hear the commissioner. If any, no, it's not working. Yes, Ms. Gomez, you're recognized.
I would like to know if we are going to have access to paper support of the amendments, like we had on the other ones.
What?
Paper support, like physical.
Okay, the amendments are available. I think that we might be having them after lunch break, but before the lunch, we will be proceeding with the electronic version.
Okay, thank you.
So does everybody has an access to the amendments sheet? It should be available for you. And we are going to start with the first one proposed by GUE NGL.
Motion to have debate.
We do not have got time for that, unfortunately.
Mr. Vice President, it would be important for the faction to analyze.
We will be having the lunch break in 15 minutes, so then you will be able to discuss everything what was. Okay, the amendment number 91 proposed by GUE NGL. Who is going to talk? GUE NGL, the first one concerning Article 2. Mr. Glock, the floor is yours for 60 seconds.
Thank you for the floor. Our faction want to add a new objective to the ELA, so that's why we amend Article 2. We want more information sharing between the ELA and national jurisdiction. Basically, our amendment says if the ELA gets to know violations of enterprises, national enterprises, against the law of a national member state, the ELA should report to it to the national jurisdiction. Basically, this means that we want to close loopholes if workers are not paid the minimum wage, for example. This objective is not against any national body or any national legislation. We just want to make sure that workers are gain their right and that national laws are enforced. Thank you.
But Are there any speeches in favor or against? Speeches in favor, Ms. Kirova. And are there any speeches against? 30 seconds. Okay, Ms. Kirova, you have got time for 30 seconds. The floor is yours.
Thank you. What I wanted to say is that I truly do believe that this amendment is going to provide workers the security that they need, because what he actually said is very applicable and should be put into action immediately. Thank you.
Thank you. Are there any speeches against? Seeing none, we're going to proceed with the announcement from the Commissioner.
Right. Thank you very much, Vice President. If you look on the document, you will see articles highlighted in yellow throughout the document. This is a massive amendment, which is essentially replacing a lot of Chapter 2. It is the Commission's opinion that this will be voted upon as one, despite being dispersed throughout the list of the article. That is why it is highlighted in yellow. Does everyone understand? If you don't, please raise an objection. Thank you.
Did you understand what the Commissioner says, or do you have any questions to the Commissioner? Seeing none, I assume that it was understood, and we're going to proceed with Mr. Bartoletto, MNF. Yes.
I would like to ask if the First Amendment passes automatically. There is no speeches against.
No. We will be debating upon every and then voting upon every amendment. Mr. Bartoletto, the floor is yours for 60 seconds.
Thank you, Chair. Again, here we propose to focus our attention on member states so that member states will be able to enforce the national laws and to comply with requests from other member states for things that relate to the union law. Thank you.
Thank you. Are there any speeches in favor? Any speeches against? Seeing none, we're going to proceed. Mr. Dias, MNF, the floor is yours for 60 seconds. Amendment number 3.
Amendment number, this amendment amends to Article 2C, and it is so that mediation and facilitation of solutions is not only between national authorities in the European Union, but all European countries and all international agencies. We should be protecting rights not only in our country, but all nations.
Thank you, Mr. Dias. Any speeches in favor? Speeches against? Seeing none, we're going to proceed. Ms. Robles, MNF, the floor is yours for 60 seconds.
Thank you. Well, this amendment was the one about the placement of the ELA. Firstly, it was going to be Glasgow, as this amendment is saying, but actually we've changed it with the Greens, so it is a rotated place, as they will probably explain later, because I think it's the next amendment we're going to discuss. So I urge you to vote for the next one, not this one. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Robles. Are there any speeches in favor? Speeches against? Seeing none, we're going to proceed. Mr. Mazzieri.
So, sorry, are we already talking of the second one, of the rotation, or of the first one? Yes. Okay, so I will be against the next one.
Okay. Mr. Patterson, yes, we haven't skipped it. It was the question from Mr. Mazzieri. Mr. Patterson, the floor is yours to explain the amendment number 5. 60 seconds.
Thank you very much. As I said earlier on today, there was a number of suggested locations for the seat of the ELA, yet not one location could be determined, in my opinion. So I decided to bring them all together in a celebration of our European fantastic cities. And I think now, especially after the UK has decided to remain in the EU, there shall be no problem really having Glasgow and Belfast as two of the co-hosts for the ELA. So this is a very sensible, normal, not ridiculous proposal at all, and therefore I'm pretty sure it would fit very well in the overall text.
Thank you, Mr. Patterson. Speeches in favor. Ms. Robles, the floor is yours, 30 seconds.
Thank you. Just going to show my support for this one. And as my colleague said, in this glorious day, we should all take into account the decision of the United Kingdom and of this chamber, which I really thank you all. And also, just think we're taking one part by one part of Europe. We're taking the western part, the centre, as it would be Germany with Dresden, and also Sofia, as you all wanted it to be. So we are still agreeing on Sofia, but also we're adding other different countries.
Time is up. Thank you. Are there any speeches against? Ms. Kehela, the floor is yours for 30 seconds.
Thank you. As a representative of the Parti Socialiste France, I must say that I just want this to pass very quickly. And I think relocating the seat would cause unnecessary red tape and would just take up too much time and resources. So I think this is just inefficient. Thank you.
Thank you. And we're going to proceed. The next amendment, number 6.
Procedural question. You can't ask or respond to the speakers.
No, you cannot. You will have the time during the lunch break. Or you can pass a note. Mr. Mazzieri, the floor is yours to explain amendment number 6, 60 seconds.
Okay, so we agreed with the Council that the seat should be Sofia. This is the biggest compromise we've achieved with the Council. Even if I completely agree with Mr. Patterson about the rotation, it is a 100% politically correct choice, but it is, as she was saying, inefficient, because a rotation would be very difficult and may mostly at the beginning of the activities of this ELA one seat should be chosen. So this is a compromise with the Council, and this compromise is necessary in order to see this proposal accepted. So even if I see your proposal very good and politically correct, we yesterday during the trilogue arrived to this kind of compromise. So Sofia, I think, could be the right choice to have a definitive seat. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Mazzieri. Are there any speeches in favor? Mr. Amaral, the floor is yours, 30 seconds.
Throwing my support at this amendment, it was said in during the trilogues that Sofia would be one of the only locations that would be accepted by the Council. So in a way to not give the Council the a reason to completely vote against the entire text, I think the Sofia should be the desired location for our authority. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Amaral. Any speeches against? Ms. Robles, the floor is... Mr. Patterson, the floor is yours, 30 seconds.
Three quick points. Point one, the Council did not settle on Sofia. They actually gave us a blank slate on that one. However, if you see the amendment, Sofia is quite clearly there. Point two, this very institution, the European Parliament, operates on a rotational basis between Brussels and Strasbourg, so I don't see that being a problem. And on the third point, you know, after what we've just witnessed today, I would beg this chamber to actually instill further confidence in the European project by remaining ambitious. as we have done today. Let's not be assuming that there are things
Thank
that are impossible.
You, Mr. Paris,
Everything's possible in Europe.
The time is out, and we're going to proceed with the amendment number 7 proposed by Ms. Inaitse, MNF. The floor is yours for 60 seconds.
Thank you very much. Even though our party has managed to produce a lot of amendments on the original text, the regulation, a new proposal couldn't stop existing. So all those amendments that are covered in yellow are basically a compilation of the new proposal that we also suggest is a good option, which is basically going back to the impact assessment and choosing the first policy option, making ELA a supporting agency instead of an operational one. In fact, in the current proposal, there are lots of problems. There are overlapping of functions not only with Euros but also with the European Court of Justice, and there's also the principle of subsidiarity, which is, in our view, not completely being respected. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Inaitse. Any speech in favor? Speeches against? Seeing none, we're going to proceed with Mr. Mazzieri, amendment number 8. The floor is yours, 60 seconds.
Yes, this amendment is very, very little change. We just want to add the word encourage. Article 5.b. Instead of facilitate cooperation and exchange of information, we think that facilitate it is not to impede. We also want the European Union and the LA to facilitate, not to impede, and encourage the exchange of information. Mostly at the beginning of the activities of this authority with investments, with...
Thank you, Mr. Mazzieri. The time is out.
Thank you.
Are there any speeches in favor? Speeches against? Seeing none, we're going to proceed. Mr. Bartoletto, the floor is yours for 60 seconds.
Thank you, Chair. As you can see, we are proposing plans for multilateral and non-binding joint inspections so that, once again, that the attention could be focused on the dynamics between member states, and we shall focus also on the non-binding character of these joint inspections, that we believe it has to be this way. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Bartoletto. Any speeches in favor? Speeches against? Mr. Patterson, the floor is yours, 30 seconds.
This amendment is quite clearly just a wrecking ball amendment that seeks to confuse the overall proposal, and therefore I encourage everyone to vote against it.
Thank you, Mr. Patterson. And we're going to proceed to Mr. Guadagnolo, MNF, to explain the amendment number 10. The floor is yours, 60 seconds.
Thank you. Basically, this amendment is not about a huge change, but it is all about the additional word, national. Basically, we truly believe that only the control based on only European law is not enough for us in order to have say better regulation and better control of the rights. We truly believe that we should pass between a new control, and that kind of control must be a national control. Thank you.
Thank you. Are there any speeches in favor? Speeches against? Mr. Patterson, the floor is yours.
National law is union law.
Thank you, Mr. Patterson, for being short. We're going to proceed with amendment number 11, proposed by Mr. Gomez. The floor is yours, 60 seconds.
Thank you. I'll use these 60 seconds to have a summary about what means to suppress the point C, E, and F. Well, what we would like to do is to redefine the objectives of this authority. Just as we mentioned before, as in service of information, and just that is all. So, to sum up, we are eliminating these points to redefine everything. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Gomez. Are there any speeches in favor? Speeches against? Mr. Patterson, the floor is yours.
This and the following three motions are just absolutely ridiculous. They just attempt to completely destroy the proposal. Have the courage of your convictions just to vote against it rather than take wrecking balls to it. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Patterson. We're going to move to another amendment proposed by Mr. Silva. The floor is yours. Ms. Silva, the floor is yours. 60 seconds.
Thank you. Article number 5, section E and F say the authority has the power to coordinate and mediate inspections and disputes to assure the application of the union law. Therefore, we decide to delete them because the MNF believes the boundaries of the European Union are being crossed, and only the member states should allow the authority to intervene in terms of inspections and disputes. We argue that the authority should be a support organization and only an operational if the member states give them the powers to do it. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Silva. And are there any speeches in favor? Ms. Inácio, the floor is yours, 30 seconds.
Thank you. My colleague is completely right. In fact, we cannot have the principle of subsidiarity disrespected because we don't want national authorities to be hindered nor being infiltrated by supranational agencies that cannot do a better work than they can.
Thank you, Ms. Inácio. Any speeches against? Seeing none, we're going to proceed to the lunch break, but there is a short announcement from President.
Thank you, honorable members. So we shall return. We are right now... One third of it is through, so we still have enough time to go through the rest. Two thirds in the afternoon of the amendments. In the meantime, we're going to go for lunch. Quick announcement. If you check the participants group, each faction is now able to nominate their candidates to the Funny Awards. So, and if you want to accept the nomination, great. If you don't, we don't care. You're gonna go down to the mat tonight. It's gonna be an amazing award ceremony because the prizes are equally astounding and interesting. So do present your nominations for the awards. Check the form. Make sure you forget none of the amazing events that took place this week. That said, I also like to remind you that.
Can we nominate chairs, organizers?
They can pretty much nominate anyone. Okay, anyone can be nominated. Anyone stands for nomination about any possible aspect. Any questions on this? Ms. Inácio, yes, you had a question?
No, I want to nominate someone.
Yes, there is a Google form for that.
Sorry.
It's on the participants group. Okay? Submit your nominations there. Another announcement. Guys, I understand that sometimes a simulation can go a bit too far, as we've seen this week. However, I think it's pretty much obvious that both looking at the timetable, looking how the predictive this chamber and council are being, that at no time content is being put aside or being compromised by this. So every action has been undertaken here has been by total initiative of the participants, and if the organizing team and the chairs, which aren't necessarily beginners at this, have allowed this to go through, is because it does not center compromise the conference. Quite the contrary, it allows you to have an educational experience. It allows you to do something you're not initially envisaged to do, puts you in a challenging situation without actually compromising what is in fact what is in fact these kind of simulations, and what is in fact what this experience should be. This is mostly about having fun and learn. We do believe that none of you stands at a loss from allowing sometimes imagination go wild. So yes, we can entertain 30 minutes of a bit of fun, especially when all procedures are being followed, especially when all the people who have a say in this have decided it, and especially when it's the participants' initiative. So I want to make this clear and make sure that all of you share that sportiveness and spirit of commitment. We've allowed for these shenanigans in the council to happen, but content is being assured. These amendments prove it so. We're going to have a serious debate this afternoon, and I hope you all enjoy the conference as it's being so far. I hope none of you has any complaints, but if you do, please make them aware to the organizing team, and if you have any questions or comments, please address them to the right people, because a situation has occurred this afternoon that will be addressed at the closing ceremony. That's for later on. So thank you. Go have lunch, and we'll see each other back at 1:30. Thank you.